When you come to the church, I think you have a curious expectation as to what the Christian God is all about.
究竟是他是怎样呢? 他有什么特性呢? 他的心思意念, 他的作为是如何呢?
What is the characteristics of this God? And how does he act? And what does he think about all the time?
今天我只是想讲上帝其中一个特性。
Today I'm going to talk about only one special characteristic of God is His faithfulness.
就是讲到耶和华100%的诚实。
God is 100% faithful.
他是一个绝对诚实的意思是说，他讲对我是我们所信的是100%的是可靠的。
What He says to us is 100% reliable.
他是一个 讲话讲得出来，一定行出来的人。
Whatever he says, he will do.
他也不会向我们撒谎。
He will not lie to us.
他对我们的应许一定要应验。
His promises will all be fulfilled.
虽然间有时候我们等了很久才会应验，但是基本上他一定会应验。
Sometimes we wait for a long time before the promise is fulfilled, but it definitely will be.
你知道人是很不可靠的。
You know, people are very unreliable.
我自己知道。
I know.
因为呢，教会呢很多杂事，不是不好的事情，只是很多杂事。
Because there's so many little details in the church.
对，有些时候人家就说，连长老你要做这个事情。
So sometimes people tell me, Elder Leung, you have to do this.
很简单的事情，所以一口就答应了。
So I say yes, and.
你知道，我一转身以后。 就把那个东西完完全全都忘记了。Then
I turn around and forget all about it.
所以我不是有意的，就是很容易忘记这个事情。I
don't intentionally do it, but I easily forget things.
但是生命里面呢，你会碰到一些事情，是令你很难过的事情。But
sometimes in life you encounter things that make you very sad and unhappy.
尤其是我们现代一代的中国人，有很多呢，就是有一讲的家庭里面呢，有一半跑来美国念书或者是深造。
For example, nowadays a lot of Chinese came here, come to United States to study.
或许有一些人跑来美国念书，他的那个男朋友、女朋友还在中国。
Some of you, just one half of you come, and sometimes your girlfriend and boyfriend is still in China.
那你们就说，我们离开已经山盟海誓，就是怎么样，我也要先会改变我的心智了，我准备等着你回来。举一个例子。
So before you part, you always promise each other, no matter what happens, we'll stay together.
你觉得这些事情靠不靠得住？
Do you think this is reliable promise?
我想你我中间也看到很多这种的例子。
I think all of you have seen a lot of examples of all these unhappy situations.
碰到一个，比如说男朋友、女朋友了哈，到美国碰到一个更漂亮、更有才华、更值得我爱慕的女朋友。
For example, a guy comes to the United States and found another more beautiful, more talented young lady.
在乡下那个女的，一下都忘记了。
And so if you've got all about his girlfriend in the old country.
人是不可靠的。
Men are not reliable at all.
但是呢，上帝绝对是可以可靠的。But
our God is 100% reliable.
你知道一个人可靠不可靠，在什么时候你才了解呢？
So how would you know whether a person is reliable or faithful or not?
你知道，我怎么知道老婆做饭好？
How do you know my wife cooks well?
就是因为我肚皮饿的时候，想要她做饭的时候，我就知道她好。So
when I'm hungry, his wife cooks for him, and he knows that you know it's good.
如果我已经在吃得饱饱，她做的更好，我也不会心想。So
if I'm completely full, no matter how well she cooks, I won't appreciate it.
同样，你我怎么知道上帝是诚实的时候？
So similarly, how would you and I know that God is faithful?
就是当我们最需要他的时候。
It's when we need him the most.
所以有些时候，上帝把我们 放在一个走投无路的地方。
So sometimes God puts us in a situation where it's the end of the road.
我们没有办法，没有人可以帮到我们的时候。
It's a time when nobody else could help us.
那就是我们明白了解上帝可靠的时候。
That's the time when we begin to realize God is very reliable.
好，我们今天的经文呢，就是在这个时候啊，来跟我们教导的。
Today's Bible passage is about situation like this.
这个写这个耶利米哀歌这个人呢，就是一个先知。
The author of the book of Lamentations is a prophet.
他出生在一个非常国家快要灭亡的时候。
He lived in a time when his country is about to be invaded.
所以上帝圣经里面描写耶利米是一个哭的先知。
So the Bible described Jeremiah as a weeping prophet.
你知道中国人的男的一直鼓励我们小孩不要哭啊，怎么要哭？怎么样不要哭。
Chinese often encourage our children not to cry.
我从小也是有这个很少哭。
At least in your boys, you ask them not to cry.
但是呢，圣经里面呢，这个特别的人呢，就哭得很厉害，叫做哭的先知。
But Jeremiah is a weeping prophet.
因为呢，他出生在一个国家要灭亡的时候。
Because he was born in a time when his country is about to be
destroyed. 那么他的所认识的国民呢，也被掳到巴比伦去。
All his people has been captured and taken exile to Babylon.
他最喜欢的地方叫做耶路撒冷城，是很漂亮、很漂亮的城市。
The place where he liked the most is capital Jerusalem.Was a very beautiful city.
人家建了很多很漂亮的房子。
It has a lot of majestic buildings.
好像华盛顿一样啊，很漂亮很漂亮的城市。
It's just like Washington D.C.
很多我们值得去观光探访、去享受的地方。
A lot of buildings we like to tour and actually to look at.
结果耶路撒冷城灭亡的时候，敌人就把整个城市放火烧掉。
So when Jerusalem fell.The enemy actually burned the entire city.
所以他在这个情况里面，他一个人在哀哭。
So in this situation, he was weeping.
所以今天的经文就是讲到这个事情。
So today's passage is about this instance.
耶利米他觉得他国家就灭了，全地一片荒凉。
Jeremiah was in a situation when his country has been destroyed. All his environment is just desolate.
以前是非常繁荣的地方，现在一点声音都没有再听到了。
It was formerly a very glorious place, and now there's complete silence.
所以这个先知就向耶和华神吐苦水。
So this prophet is complaining to God.
他说前面一片的黑暗，我找不到出路。
In front of me is complete darkness. I cannot find a way out.
他的身体承受了很多的痛苦。
His physical body endured a lot of afflictions.
他的情绪临到崩溃的边缘。
His emotion is almost about to be broken.
但是他就发现，他祷告好像上帝没有听。
But he feels that his prayer has not been answered by God.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹有没有碰到一些。比如说在痛苦里面的人朋友，或者是他们刚刚有一个爱人死去的那些的情况。
I don't know whether you have friends that are in certain situation. For example, his loved one has just passed away.
你知道有做长老有很多好的差事。
You know, being an elder, there are a lot of good duties.
但是呢，其中也有一些苦差。
But there are some responsibilities that are not easy to take care of.
你知道那些是什么东西？
You know what these kind of responsibilities are?
那些是去丧事礼拜，安慰死者的家属。
It's going to memorial service and to try to comfort the bereaved.
或许去医院 来探访一些重病的弟兄姐妹。
Or going to the hospital to visit the really critically ill.
有很多人碰到这些问时间的时候就问我，你跟他们讲什么事情？
So people ask me, what do you say to these people?
你没有想过这个事情。
Have you ever thought about that?
讲什么都行。
What do you have to say?
你说这个人不会死，绝对不对。
I cannot say that you will not die because I cannot say that.
你说你的病一定会好。
I cannot say that you will definitely be healed.
你在这个人痛苦流泪的时候，你可以跟他讲什么东西？
When this person is in pain and is crying, what do you have to say to them?
耶利米先知就是在那个痛苦的情况里面。
So Jeremiah was in such painful situation.
坦白跟你讲哈，我去过这么多的医院，参加过这么多的丧事礼拜，我没有想到什么事情，什么话语是最好的话语。
To be honest, after I attended so many memorial services and funerals, I do not know what to say.
圣经里面其实有一个很好的教训，也是我学习到的。
In the Bible, there's a very good example, and that's what I have learned.
与悲哀的人同悲哀。
To mourn with the one who are mourning.
与喜乐的人一同喜乐。
And be joyful with the one who rejoice.
跟喜乐的人一同喜乐很容易啊。
To rejoice with those who rejoice is very easy.
啊，人家小孩生了一个小孩满月请客，我绝对会去，很喜欢，每个人都喜欢。
So you have a newborn and you have the full moon celebration, I definitely will be there.
但是一个人临终的时候，你向他讲什么东西？
But somebody who has just passed away, what could you do?
你知道，一个人如果不信相信耶稣，
If somebody is not a Christian,
我真的坦白跟你讲，我不晓得跟他们讲什么东西。
To be truthful, I definitely do not know what to say to them.
我没有可以讲到一句安慰的话，唯一安慰的话我可以讲，就请他立时相信耶稣。
I do not have any words of comfort. The only thing I could say to them is please believe in the Lord as soon as possible.
因为这是唯一你可以在痛苦里面离开世界以前可以接受的一件事情。
This is the only thing when you are suffering, when you are facing death, that's the only thing you could do.
当你愿意接受耶稣的时候，天上赐下的平安就可以临到你心里。
So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the heavenly peace will come upon you.
你就可以得到从天上而来的安慰与平安，与上帝的恩典、慈悲、怜悯就可以临到你身上。
After you accept Christ, the peace from heaven and the love of God will fill you.
耶利米先知开始的时候，他把人心中的注意力完全放在自己的痛苦里面。
In the beginning, Jeremiah put all his painful thoughts and really focused on himself.
他就说：“这里求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦，我心里面想这些事，就在心里面忧闷。”
He said, "Remember my affliction and my wandering and the wormwood and the bitterness."
你知道人很奇怪的。
You know, people are kind of strange.
你越想自己的痛苦呢，越怎样？越痛苦，真的。
The more you think about your suffering, the more you suffer.
所以，一个以今天讲到以自我的思想呢，就永远你带。给你带到很大的痛苦。
So you have thoughts of pain, it will bring you more pain.
但是，一个信上帝的人呢，就不需要一定是从这样出发点来想自己的痛苦。
But someone who believes in God does not have to go this way.
耶利米先知能够脱离他的困苦，也是给我们一个例子，让我们学习如何我们也可以脱离我们的痛苦。
Jeremiah gave an example how we can actually turn away from our suffering.
他以前是想到自己的愁苦，突然间灵机一出，他就想从另外一个角度来想他的生命。
So before he was thinking about his own suffering, but all of a sudden he turned and he looked at his suffering from a different perspective.
好，耶利米哀歌三章二十一章二十二节是整本耶利米哀歌的中心。
Lamentations 3:21-22 is the central point of the entire book of Lamentations.
他就说，我想起这事，心里就有指望。我们不是消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯，不是断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大，你的诚实极其广大，就是今天的题目，也是刚才我们唱的一首诗，诗第十八首里面讲的那个事情。
Verse 21 to 23 it says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases."
他前面想到他自己那么的痛苦，心里面的愁烦，现在他突然间想到另外一些事情，他突然间好像就不同的变了一个人一样。
Before he only thought about his own troubles, and all of a sudden he thought about something else, and his suffering ends.
突然间好像以前在一个很大的乌云笼罩着，牢牢的围着他，他现在这个乌云突然间都不见了，就被光明的阳光来代替。
Before he seemed to be covered in this dark clouds, and all of a sudden the cloud parted, and he see the sunshine.
以前他在黑暗里面好像看不见的双手来摸索，现在像一个突然间两个目眼睛都看得很清楚。
Before he seems to be darkness, and his hands seem to be groping around, and you couldn't find anything. All of a sudden he seemed to have gotten hold of something.
以前是伸手不见五指，现在突然间有千里眼。看得很远了，看到天上。
And before he could not really find anything, all of a sudden his vision has been clarified, and he can see the heavenly things.
你知道，他想到上帝是一个诚实的上帝。
He remembered that God is a faithful God.
他上帝所讲的每一句话都是可靠。
Every word that God said is reliable.
都会应验。
And is trustworthy and will be fulfilled.
OK.他就想到，现在我们受到这么多的苦楚，是因为上帝的已经跟我们讲，如果你做这个事情，咒诅就会临到你身上。
He thought about all the suffering that came upon his country because God had already foretold before that if you do not do all these things, these curses will come upon you.
上帝在他们还没有进到迦南地的时候，已经跟他们讲了。
Before they entered Canaan, God already told them about this.
如果你们拜偶像，坏的事情绝对100%会临到你们。
If you worship idols, all these bad things would definitely happen to you.
同样，上帝已经说，如果你们不相信耶稣基督的话，审判一定会临到你们身上。
Similarly, God said, if you do not believe in Jesus, that all these bad things will come upon you.
那个审判不一定在今生。
The judgment is not necessary in this life.
你是说圣经里面说死后一定要有审判。
After death came the judgment.
不能避免的。
Cannot be avoided.
这个事情的发生是给我们一个例子，让我们相信上帝是可靠的。
This one is actually an example to tell us God is 100% faithful.
但是呢，上帝呢也很有意思，他没有把整个以色列民族毁灭。
But God did not destroy the entire tribe of Israel.
那个耶利米先知还是活生生的在埋怨，是不是啊？
The prophet Jeremiah, he himself is alive and still complaining.
但是他也想到，为什么他还是存在？因为是也是上帝的应许。
Why is he still there? It's because also is a fulfillment of God's prophecy.
上帝说，我一定为你们留下一些余种。
God said, I will.Let a remnant remain.
好了，所以他就发现上帝的应许绝对会成就。
He knows that God's promise will definitely be fulfilled.
那么他就想到，还神还有什么好的应许对我们是好的东西呢？
So what are some of the good promises that God have for these remnant?
他就想到，他说如果你们悔改，你纵使你们现在在天涯海角，我也把你们带回来这个地方。
God says, if you repent, no matter where you are scattered throughout the world, I will gather you back.
你知道以色列亡国以后，一直到1949年，他们才重新建立他们的国家。
You know, the country of Israel, ever since it was destroyed, it was not until 1949 when they reestablished the country.
他灭国的时候是主前500多年。
Israel was destroyed in more than 500 BC.
所以这是2000年以后，他们才重新建立他的国家。
So more than 2,000 years afterwards, the country was reestablished.
但是，上帝的应许虽然延迟，还是一定会成就。
Although God's promise seemed to be delayed, but eventually it will be fulfilled.
你要用凭着信心来接受这个事情。
You will have to accept this by faith.
耶利米先知就经过他思考上帝的诚实以后，他就知道凭着信心知道一定有一天以色列会重新建立他的国家。
So Jeremiah, after thinking over all the promises, he knows that one day God will reestablish his country.
他的信心要经过2000年的考验才现实。
His faith has to undergo the test of more than 2,000 years before it is fulfilled.
所以一个不是一个很简单的事情，是非常非常伟大的信心。
So it's not a simple thing, and so it's a very great faith.
好，你我也是同样，有些时候碰到一些难处，上帝的应许好像靠不住。
So similarly for you and I, sometimes we encounter some difficulties. It seems as if that God does not, care.
但是我们需要凭着信心来走前面的道路。
But we have to go ahead and walk with faith.
这里呢，耶利米先知给我们的学习就是，当我们以神为中心来思念的时候，我们就可以给我们带来平安与盼望。
Jeremiah shows an example. You have God-centered thoughts. You will bring you hope and joy.
可以给我们一个无比的喜乐。
It's an unfathomable joy.
这个喜乐并不是人可以给的，只有上帝通过圣灵放在你心里面才可以给你这个喜乐。
This joy is not given by human being, but by the Holy Spirit who lives in you.
我们再看下一个。那个喜乐是什么？那个盼望是什么东西呢？耶利米先知就讲到，这里讲到有两件事情我们可以学习的。第一，神的诚实是我们的满足。
The two things that we need to learn from Jeremiah is God's faithfulness is our satisfaction.
耶利米先知哀歌3:24，他我心里说耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
And in verse 24 it says, The Lord is my portion, therefore I have hope in him.
什么是分？就是什么是耶和华是我的份？
What does it mean that the Lord is my portion?
你知道我们今天没有午饭啊，没有午饭，但是平常如果有的话，我们就每一个人拿一份。
You know, today we do not have lunch, but normally, we will get our own portion, each one of us.
就是说，所以这个份呢，就是说，神把很多的东西分派给世界上的人，你我都有一份。
God gives a lot of gifts to different people and blessings to the world, and each one of us will get our portion.
好像一个父亲快要离开世界上的时候，就把他的财产分给他的儿女们。
For example, a father is about to depart from the world, and he will distribute his properties to among his children.
如果你有机会向神要一件东西，你要什么东西？
If you have a choice to ask God for something, what would that be?
你没有想过，你想要什么东西？你在祷告里面祷告要什么东西？
What do you pray to God for?
有些人希望分到财产。
Some people want an inheritance.
有些人希望分到健康。
Some people want health.
有些人希望分到的名声，让人家的对他的称赞。
Some wants a good reputation.
先知就说，你知道这些都好，但是我最想要的就是上帝是我的份。我分到上帝，你多好啊，其他都不要。
So the prophet says, what I want is Jehovah, Lord.
神自己比任何世界上你可以想象的东西都美好。
The Lord is better than anything that you can get in the world.
啊，比如说，在一个人病重的时候，你给他千两的黄金，对他有什么用处
？Somebody who's critically ill, you can give him tens of millions of worth of gold. It has nothing to do with.
你不能减轻他的痛苦。
You cannot reduce his suffering.
你也不能让他不按时离开世界。
You cannot prevent him from dying.
最人生最重要就是上帝是你我的产业。
The most important thing in our life is that the Lord is our inheritance.
当你有圣灵在你心里面的时候，你会发现一切都满足。
When you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, you discover everything is satisfied.
因为上帝可以安慰你的痛苦，带领你走前面的道路，最后平安的跟你回天家。
God will comfort you and also give you peace, and eventually he will lead you peacefully to leave this world.
好，另外一个呢，就是上帝是我们盼望的根基。
The other thing is God's faithfulness is the foundation of our hope.
他在这里讲，凡等候耶和华的，心里寻求他的，耶和华必赐恩给他。
The Lord is good to those who seek for him. The person who seeks him.
你知道，人类整个人类最长的等候，就是等候什么事情呢？
You know what is the longest hope of humankind?
就是等候耶稣基督的降临。
It's to wait for the birth of the Messiah, Jesus.
神最佳的诚实就是说，我要赐你们一个无比的恩典，就是给我们开一个我们从地上到天上的道路。
God decided to give us a great abundance grace is to open the path up to heaven.
他诚实就是说，耶稣基督一定有一天会来到。
His faithfulness says Jesus will one day be born.
他让我们的罪业在神眼中变为雪白。
He will cleanse our sins like white as snow.
我们就可以有永恒的盼望，永恒的恩典。
We have eternal hope and grace.
你知道，不光是我们在等候神赐恩典给我们，同样，上帝也是在等候你我。
It's not only that we wait for the blessings from God. Similarly, God is also waiting for us.
从你出生一天，那一天，上帝就等候你回到天家，回到变成他的子民。
From the day that you were born, God is waiting for you to become, to come back to Him as His children.
你在念小学的时候，上帝在等候你。
When you were in elementary school, God was waiting for you.
你在念中学的时候，上帝在等候你。
When you were in high school, God was waiting.
你在念大学的时候，上帝也等候你。
When you were in college, God was waiting.
有一些人像我一样，在中学的时候就认识上帝。
Some of you are like me that I came to know the Lord when I was in high school.
有一些好像在做一些，来到美国你就碰到上帝。
Some of you, when you came to the United States, you met God.
还有一些，神还是在今天还是等候你。
For some of you, God is still waiting.
等候你，等候你，把你的心打开，愿意接受从他而来的恩典。
God is waiting for you to open your heart to accept His salvation.
我希望今天就是那一天。
I hope today is the day that you do this.
最后，耶利米先知就讲一件很特别的事情。就讲到我们的信心不是一个不变死的信心，而是活的信心。
Jeremiah also talked about our faith is not a dead faith, but it's an active faith.
他这里讲到每早晨都是新的。
Every morning is new.
你知道人生呢有很多人活在什么情况里面呢，每早晨都是旧的。
Some people every morning is the same old same old thing.
什么是每早晨都是旧的呢？
What do you mean by every morning is the same old thing?
我们是这样走路，但是头呢还是一直看向后面看。
We are walking, but our eyes are turned back to the past.
你不相信你自己问自己。
You can ask yourself.
你记不记得有人在某年某月某一日讲了一句骂了你一句话？
Anyone of you remember on a certain date, certain time, somebody said something bad about you?
你活在这种的环境里面，你每早晨都是旧的。
When you live in such a situation, every morning is the same thing.
结了婚的那个夫妻
，For those who are married，
啊，夫妻吵架是很正常的事情啊，不要以为。
So occasionally you will have arguments。
我们也偶然也有。
We also argue occasionally。
虽然家每一次吵架都是他赢的。
So every time he wins。
啊，每一次吵架的时候就讲起这么多年以前的旧事，旧事重提。
So every time when you argue。You keep account of the old things.
每一早晨都是旧的。
So every morning is the same old thing.
旧的事情永远是记得。
You remember all the old stuff.
别人说的坏话，做的坏事，你永远是记得。
You remember everything that people said bad about you.
每一早晨都是旧的。
Every morning is old.
我们生命，上帝要我们的生命不是如此。
But God does not want our life to be like that.
他希望。我们与他的关系每早晨都是新的。
He wants our life to be with him is every morning
is
new.
每一个晚上，我们来到上帝面前，承认我们的过犯与罪过。
Every evening when you came before God, you confess your sins for that day.
那么让求神饶恕我们的过犯。
Ask God to forgive our sins.
那么我们可以晚上好好的睡一觉。
Then we have a good night of sleep.
明天是新的一天。
Tomorrow is a new beginning.
好像最近天气很热哈，天气很热。有一些人停电了，不晓得你们家里没有停过电？停电了啊，停电上两个星期才停过电。没有水的时候你怎么洗澡
？So like you know, several weeks ago, some of you have you know, lost power, so you don't have water. So how can you wash or shower?
没有水的时候呢，晚上热得要命，你不能洗澡啊。明天过来又是这么脏，又是这么臭。
So if you could not, you know, have water when you are hot and you are dirty, you cannot take a shower. So tomorrow is the same old thing.
如果我们的生命没有在神面前认罪，等于我们没有洗澡，那个晚上没有洗澡一样。
So in our life, if we do not confess our sins every day, then it's just as if we have not taken a shower the day before.
我们要学习一个每早晨新的生命。
So we need to learn to live a life that every morning is new.
啊，一个常常在活在神的慈爱里面的人是怎样一个人呢
？So when we live in God's loving kindness,
就是一个愿意忘记背后的人。
Is that we can forget the past?
一个相信上帝的应许一定会成就的人。
We believe God's prophecy will definitely be fulfilled. His promises will be fulfilled.
是一个把眼目离开自己，看到上帝身上的人。
We take our eyes off ourselves, but we look up to God.
虽然间可能你现在的情况非常的痛苦。
Maybe you have a very difficult situation right now.
你也不晓得怎么去做。
You do not know what how to go about doing anything.
相信上帝的应许成就，他答应过，他与你同行。
You have to believe that God's promise will be true. He promised to be with you and be present with you all the time.
上两个星期，一个晚上突然间起了大风雨，不晓得你们记不记得那个星期五晚上。
I guess you all remember more than 2 weeks ago on the Friday evening when the big storm hit.
我们在那个大风雨还没有。刚刚快开始的时候，我们在就离我们查经班刚刚完了，星期五我就回家了。
We were just left the Bible study Friday night in that evening.
好像车子里面还没有下雨。
When we were in, just got in the car, there was not a drop of rain.
转了两个弯以后，突然间那个水是从雨水是就这样过的。
And after we started, we had a couple of turns, the rain started to fall, and it came horizontally in sheets.
什么都看不见。
We couldn't see anything.
大风大雨。那么，尤其是我们开的那些路是小路，两边都是大树。
The roads we took were all back roads and all surrounded by trees.
那么红绿灯也都你都知道，红绿灯都没有了。
All the traffic lights were out.
所以我们就凭着信心开。
So we had to proceed by faith.
那刚好呢，回家那个路也有棵大树就拦住。
And we came to a road and a tree has fallen.
所以我们要绕一条路。
So we have to make a big detour.
平常不常开的路。
And so we have to get into an unfamiliar road to get home.
有没有红绿灯？有什么？满地都是树枝。
There's no light and the whole road was littered with tree branches.
你们的生命，我希望不是在这种情况里面。
I hope your life was not like this kind of situation.
但是我们开车也没有惧怕，因为我知道我有很多事情要替上帝做，还没有做完。
So when I was driving, I was not afraid because I know I have a lot of things I still have to do for God.
所以上帝不会这么早叫我回家。
So God won't call me home so soon.
所以我就很安静静的开车回家。开了很长时间，但是终于回家。
So we drove slowly and finally reached home.
不要担心，如果你现在在一个非常困难的环境里面。
So don't be worried if you are in a very difficult situation.
你知道上帝还有很多事情要你们做。
God still have a lot of things for you to do.
上帝绝对会，你相信他的话，绝对会把你带离这个困境。
So if you believe in God, God definitely will lead you through the difficulties.
明天是新的一天。
Tomorrow is a new day.
有新的太阳。
It's a new sunshine.
有新的事情让你去做。
There are new challenges for you to face up to.
耶利米先知的故事，他这些话语就是鼓励你我的。
The words from Jeremiah is to encourage us.
我们没有一个人困难好像他的困难一样。
I don't think anyone of us have encountered difficulties as Jeremiah.
他可以离开他的困境，你我也可以同样的离开。
He can really turn away from his suffering. I believe you and I can similarly do so.
就对上帝的诚实有信心，绝对相信他的应许。
You can trust in God's faithfulness and trust in His promises.
好，我们低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.